Rabban Waitar of Zemekas.
Okay. I'm Rabbi Yochanan on at the bottom of Daf Zayin Amud Beis, right? Sukkah hasuya ke kivshan. So sukkah, which is made like, anybody know what a kivshan is? You should know.
Yeah, it's a circular oven.
Some sort of oven or something, or a fireplace, or whatever. Oven, yeah, but circular. You are correct. Here's the point here, right? If yesh behe keifa gdei leishev ba asrim ve'arba abne adam kshir ve'im lab, so if you can sit 24 people in it, then it's kosher. And if not, then... I'm sorry?
No, if not, it's possible.
It's not possible. Okay, what does it mean that you can sit 24 people inside it? So Rashi says that what it means sits... Sorry? What is it?
At the circumference, no?
Very good. And he's correct, it's in the circumference. You've already seen this, I take it.
Yes. I've also seen that.
I know why he's seen it. Why have you seen it?
Because when I caught up, I used the art scroll. And it's like, it gives it another...
Hevanti. Okay, fine. Kiman, who's this like? Kerebi! Who is it? This is clearly the opinion of Rebbe, right? Which is obvious. The Amar calls Kasha'in ba Arba Amais, Al Arba Amais, Psula. But he says that any sukkah which is not big enough to be Arba Amais, Ba Arba Amais, is Pasul. Michte Gavra be Amsi Yasev, Kol Sheish be Akefa, Shlisha Tvachim, Yish be Recha Techach, Teretracer, Sagi. So it says, but wait. He says that since a person can sit, since the place that a person sits in is so says this is a question, right? Since a person sits in an armor, right? The width of a person, a place a person sits on average, approximately an armor, right?
Yeah.
And what do we know, right? Kol sheyesh bekeifa shloshet fachim yesh berechav tefach beretreis rusagi. Since we have a halacha that if you have a circle, right, and that's if you have a circle, basically the circumference will be three times as much as the diameter. It should be 12 people should be enough. Now it should be noted. I was about to say this is not exact. What is the actual formula for a
2 pi?
No, or 2 pi circumference and then 2 pi r.
2 pi r or pi d, right?
Right, pi d.
Yes. Pi d, pi times
it's
circumference.
It's about 3 on 3.14.
Wow. So I think they may have actually not known that it was 3.142 whatever or 3.1419.
Were you one of those who memorized it, Alex?
No, it really wasn't. This is not a valid use of time.
We had this one kid in our class who knew the whole thing.
And he knew the whole thing.
Oh, we had
he knew
like
the whole
pages
thing.
And pages.
We had
must have gone for infinity. Literally.
He never stopped talking.
We had someone in 8th maths who knew that for 12 digits. He tried to prove that infinity to the power of infinity equals minus 1. He was literally convinced. He did this whole thing on the board, and the teacher looked at him and was like, "You're an idiot."
Okay. Fine. So since Chazal thought, it seems they actually thought this, by the way, that the circumference is exactly three times the diameter. Either they don't seem the math was apparently not a strong point. So as a result, it should be 12 people. By the way, for our purposes, it doesn't actually matter, right? There are cases where this makes a difference. In our particular case, it doesn't really matter, right? Because a person's not exactly an armor across, so it's going to somehow average out at some point anyway. Right, so 3.142 is fine. Anyway, fine.
I'm pretty much an armor.
Thank you.
Okay.
Do I have your own?
Good to know. So it should be 12 people should be enough. Why 24 then? Even for Rebbe, this is a lot of people. But Hane Mili Be Igula Aval Beribua Baya Tve.
The diagram.
It's weird. It's complicated stuff.
I'm sorry?
It's complicated stuff.
Yeah, I'm trying to. It's a very key solution that you carry. You've heard of Tefah. Okay, so basically it works like this. If you have a square of, let's say, we have a square which is 4 armies across, right?
Yes.
Who can tell me the perimeter, the length of the perimeter of the square?
16.
Very good, right? Because it's width 4. The length and width of a square is the same, therefore it is 4x4. My 4x4 is 16, right? Now, a circle, what's the width of it? What's the circumference of a circle which has a length of 4?
What?
What's the circumference of a circle, now, which has a length of 4, which has a diameter of 4 diameters?
12. 4 pi.
Yeah, 4 pi. Let's go with 12, right? For the purposes of the
Gemara.
Right? So that's just for the purposes of the Gemara. It's going to go with 12. Right? Therefore, a square which occupies the same width, right? Because the diameter is the width of the circle. Right? It's the longest possible line that you can make across a circle. It's a mathematical definition. So a square which has the same width as that of a circle is in fact going to have a much longer circumference. A much longer perimeter, excuse me. Right? Since the square will have a longer perimeter than the circumference of a circle, for there to be a square of 4x4 amis inside the circle will have to be far bigger.
Right?
Therefore...
So two pictures.
Exactly. Therefore, if you look at, you have it as your top picture, your circle will not be big enough if it's within the square of 4x4 amis, right? The square of 4x4 amis has to be within the circle, and therefore the circumference will be significantly bigger. Okay, so michte, so the Gemara immediately responds, michte, kipama meruba yoyser al igul revia. So since, how much bigger is a square than is a square's perimeter than a circle? So approximate. I'm sorry.
It says a quarter.
It's right. 12/16. It's a quarter. That's what a quarter of the square, right? Bishit sarsagi. Therefore, 16 people should have been sufficient. So it says hane migli mili be igul denafik migoi revua. Aval revua. Denafik migoy igula bayetve mishum moirasha de karnasa. So the problem that would be a problem, right? What did they basically say? They said in that case, what we'll do is we'll take the perimeter of the circle. We'll say how much bigger is the perimeter of the square than that of the circle, right? It's, for these purposes, 4 people bigger. It's a quarter bigger, right? Or a third bigger, depending on what you start with, right? And therefore, since that's the case, right, you just need 16 people. You still don't need 24. What would be the result of that? How big would your circle be? Would it encompass the square?
No.
What? So it wouldn't encompass...
No, it wouldn't.
It would not encompass the square, right? Says the Gemara, you would end up with an oval.
With a what?
An oval.
Right.
Right? And while it's true, if you were to stretch it so that it's 4 amos, so that it's got a diameter, right, of a width of 4 amos in one direction, then you would end up with it being very narrow in the other direction because it's an oval, not a square. Yeah?
Yes.
So for the circle to actually encompass the square, it needs to be significantly bigger.
Cool.
How much bigger? So it has to get to 24. Okay? Michti kol amsa beribua amsa vestrechumsha balachsoina beshivsar nechichumshe sad. Yeah? So it says, but wait. Since every ama beribua, which is in a square, amsa v'srei chum shebalachsoine is going to be 1.4 amos in diameter.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so if you have a square of an ama by an ama, then the diameter will be 1.4 amos. By the way, is that correct? But you never thought you'd have to remember 7th grade math when you were doing Gemara Sukkah.
That's root 2.
I assume it's 7th grade.
It's root 2.
So what's root 2?
I don't know.
Sorry?
I don't know.
About that. It's approximately right. It's approximately right. It's not exact. It's an, it's again, it's an irrational number, but they're approximately correct. right? So 1.4 armies. By the way, if they didn't know Pythagoras, which is possible they didn't, would they have a way of work? Would they have had a way of working it out?
Sure.
How?
Similar triangles.
This is when somebody's been in yeshiva so long they can't with such complicated answers. By goodness, just measure it. Measuring the circumference of a circle is a little bit complicated. Measuring a diagonal is not. You just put your arms next to each other and see how long it is. Like,
yeah, but I thought you were, when you said you think they would have had a way, I thought you were talking like formula.
Okay. So it says Loi Duck. So it says when he said 24, they didn't mean 24, they mean more than 16, was basically the response. But really, 17 and 2/4 would have been sufficient. And says the Gemara, Amur da Amrinan Loi Duck Porta. Tuva mi Amrinan Loi Duck. Wait. You've got to be kidding, right? Okay, I understand. 17 and 2, 4, 18, fine. You've got to be kidding. 24? Right? It's essentially the response of the Gemara. It's too much of a difference. It doesn't make sense. Amar le mark shisha bre de Rav Chista le Rav Ashi. So, Rav Chista... Mark shisha... Some old guy said, the son of Rav Chista said to Rav Ashi, did you really think that a person sits along an arm? Is that really true? Plasa gavri betarti amzayasvi. He said, no. Three people sit along two armies. Kamula havalahu shitzar. So therefore, how many armies are you now going to have if they've got 24 people? How many armies are they sitting along? If three people sit in two armies, then how many people is 24 armies? 24 people, very good. 16 armies, says the Gemara. Shitzar anan shivzar nechi chumsha ba'in, and we need 17 and we need 17.4. Loidak, says the Gemara again. No, it wasn't being so precise. It's not a big deal. And says, Eimur da amrinan loidak, akurma lakula mi amrinan loidak. I can understand if you said he'd end up doing slightly more. Right, that would have made sense. 18 people, I would have gotten 18 armies, whatever, I would have gotten that, right? 18 people. But you're not going to be inexact down where somebody might take you literally and end up sitting in a pasul sukkah. Right, that doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense.
So it says, Amar le Rav Asi le Rav Ashi le Olam Gavra be Amse Yasiv Rabbi Yochanan Mokim Gavri le Kachashiv. So it says, no. People do sit in approximately the width of an armor. That bit was correct. Right? Rabbi Yochanan says, up until now, we were basically assuming that Rabbi Yochanan was sitting on the inner circumference of the sukkah. He had these people sitting on the inner circumference of the sukkah, and then it really would have been 17.4. But, or actually 17.2, I think some of the rishonim said, I don't know. Whatever, doesn't matter. Right? But, for the purpose, but Rabbi Yochanan was talking about sitting them outside around the circumference of the sukkah. That, obviously, is going to be longer. Right?
Yeah.
Right, and people are going to occupy a little bit more of the angle facing inwards than they will facing outwards. Therefore, that is how we ended up with 24. So it says, "V'Rabbi Yochanan Makar Gamri Leichash Frank Hama Havu Lahu Tam Nisari." How many would there be? So how many people would there be if you sat them on the inside, basically, was the question? Right? Tamni, sorry, there'd be 18. That was the answer to the question is this. Beshiv, and then the Gemara immediately asks, Beshiv sar nechichum shatzag, yeah, should be 17 in a bit. Hainu de loydak, ulechum roloydak, then already, whatever, not a big deal. We'll say they weren't super exact, right? This should be, we'll go with 18 because measuring point 4 of a person is a challenge. Right? Okay. Verabanan de kesari, veamrala dayani de kesari, amri igula de nafik migoy, revua. Riva, Rivua Nevandanafik, Vigoy, Igula, Palga. So the Rabbanan, who were in Caesarea, who were in Caesarea, where's Caesarea? It's Caesarea? Huh? You know what it is? Caesarea, where is it?
It's here.
In the north.
In the north.
On the beach. Where the Roman amphitheater
is. There is a Roman amphitheater there?
Yeah, it's in the north, on the sea.
I mean, it's an hour north of Tel Aviv.
North
is probably pushing. In the north is probably pushing.
It's north,
decision.
Okay, it's north of where we are.
What I know about Caesarea is Shreki had a concert there.
And there's only golf course in Israel there.
Shreki had a concert there.
There
you go.
And there's only golf course in Israel there.
There you go. I did not know that.
Who pays golf?
Golf. What do you think, Alex?
Why would anybody want to play golf? It's like the most boring game in the universe.
Anyway. More than croquet.
I haven't actually played croquet, so I have no opinion on that issue.
You've played golf?
Yes.
Alex used to be a pro golf.
Alex played golf once and decided that it was never worth him playing there again. Okay, fine. So the Rabbanan who lived in Caesarea, or maybe it was the Dayanim who lived in Caesarea, right? Said, Igula. Said Igula de Nafik Migoy Rivua River. So a circle which is encompassed within a square, then you'll take off a quarter of the square. Right? Rivua de Nafik Migoy Igula Palga. A square which is encompassed within a circle, then you'll add half of the square, and then you get to 24, which was our original figure, right? So that's a different explanation from Rabbi Yochanan, right? Velohi is not correct. Deha kachatinam deloi havekulei hai. We can see that it's actually not that much, right? You don't need that many people to line the circumference of a circle if it encompasses it within a square. And apparently they conducted the experiment and worked out that no, you really don't need that many people.
Okay. Great, so good.
That was great.
That's on it.